A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by my Lit Daily Online Yoga Classes. This is an exclusive pass into my personal practice and program that I created from experience as a physical therapist and 20 years developing my Lit Yoga methodology. There is a different class with me every day, including special monthly live streams, so you can feel your most lit up anytime and anywhere. Get a 3-day free trial today by going to movementbylara.com and clicking daily classes. Let's get moving. Good movement, and welcome to Redefining Yoga, a Movement by Lara podcast, which is designed to investigate all aspects of the modern evolution of yoga from my background as a physical therapist and lover of movement. My mission is to help everyone find freedom through smarter and safer movement patterns, so together we can be uplifted, benefiting all beings. Today's podcast is about my favorite music for hiking and yoga. So music to me is just a fundamental part of spirit expression. I think since the dawn of civilization, humans have used music as a way of connecting to their spirit, connecting to their community, and creating community. You know, whether it was playing some kind of drum, singing, making musical instruments out of all kinds of things in the natural environment. But music has been a central part of our civilization. And music has this experience for us, or we experience music in a way that changes our inner landscape. So you could put a song on and have this, the way you're feeling. And by the end of the song, you could, and you often are, changed. And so what is that that changes the way we feel, the way our spirit is lighter or heavier, the way we hear a song and it might remind us of our past, or we hear a song and it brings tears to our eyes. We hear a song and it makes us smile. We hear a song and we can't not do a particular move with it. It's like music is incredibly powerful, and it has a vibration to it that indelibly changes and shifts us each and every time we listen to it. And I think some people are more tuned in, or like their tuning fork, their energetic body is like a tuning fork, and their tuning fork is more vibratory, or it's more affected by music than others, for sure. And some of that has to do with, I think, how you grow up. Like, I grew up with music around a lot. My grandmother was a classical pianist, and whenever she was visiting, she was playing the piano for hours and hours and hours. I grew up playing the piano, and I was also classically trained for 13 years. All my brothers played, not as long at all, but my mom played. She played in the church choir. We sang in the church choir growing up. I sang in my show choir in high school. I danced ballet, danced modern, danced jazz, danced tap. So all different sorts of musical experiences with movement and then just in the environment of my home. And then, of course, you add that to my high school experience of we would make, of course, playlists and mixtapes, and The Police was really big. We would listen to The Police, but also Grateful Dead, Led Zeppelin, and write down all the lyrics, and you would play the, you know, you play the song and sing the lyrics. And there was something so connective about that, where you're singing someone else's song and connecting to that, but also connecting to other people. And then, of course, in the form of worship at church, singing songs, hymns, or like our songs of prayer, essentially. So I had a lot of music in my life early on. So I've been always tuned into music. And I love music with a very strong beat. I'm very drum-oriented, primal drums. Just something about that moves me in a way that almost no other music has the same effect. So I play songs like that in my yoga class, and I've created a specific class called Fire, which is this mashup of classical yoga, meaning classical vinyasa, with kundalini and high intensity training. And it's every song is really purposeful to guide you through this experience. So the music being curated is an essential part of the music, of the movement experience. And I do that in that particular class a lot. But all my other yoga playlists are also really well thought. So it's crafted in a way that there's an experience to the class that matches the music. Now, some people don't like to play music with yoga, and I respect that. I think that's fine. And I think that music, if you just put on music that's playing that you like, it doesn't necessarily mean that it goes well with the yoga class. Sometimes it can actually be distracting because you just happen to like a bunch of songs that you put together, like you would listen to in your car. That isn't always the best for a yoga class. So I find with a yoga playlist, there needs to be a nice blend of instrumental and some with lyrics, because if it's all lyrics, I find it too distracting. And I'm fine with it being all instrumental. And I think the instrumental can change too in its expression. It could be softer, and then it could have more of the drums or percussion as you get livelier and more movement. And then it can also wind down. And just the music itself can be a guide for how the movement feels. So music is really incredible. And I have music on my Spotify list. So please go in and check my Spotify list out. And I'll tell people, when you take my classes, which again, we're having a bunch of free classes on there for 2 weeks during this hike, and you can put the class on and then link it up with one of my Spotify playlists. And ta-da, you're going to have all kinds of great movement experience. So if you go to my Spotify playlist, which is under Laura Hyman, I have over 40, I have probably 60 playlists on there. And see what you like of those, but see how they have a rhythm to the actual class itself. And you can, pretty much any one of those playlists will go with any of my classes. And when I'm hiking, we're singing in the ukulele, we're singing all kinds of songs. But if we have any playlists for hiking, it's going to be really upbeat. So a couple of songs that I love that make me feel like, if I have a moment where I'm feeling really fatigued or something, I would put on a few of these songs, and I'll tell you them right now. So one is one from my college years. It's Snap, We've Got the Power. And there's something about that that is just, I don't know. When I hear it, I immediately feel this like, we got the power. You know, it's just this, and it has all these great beats, and it just launches you into a different mood just by listening to it. So that is a song that I absolutely love. And it really helps me when I'm feeling a little bit, you know, not feeling great. So it's called The Power, and it's by Snap. Another one is It's Tricky by Run DMC. That has just a great beat and it just makes you feel energized. I also like I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas because that just is super energetic. And then one final one that I love, 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 and I'll play this in my yoga classes at my studio and everybody starts singing along, and it's A Little Respect by Erasure. And if you hear it, you will just, it's just an upbeat, wonderful song. So those are some ones that I'll play if I'm feeling, I have those in my playlist for our hike. I'm playing them as I need to give us a little extra boost, and just have your own playlist. So the other thing I've done is gave a lecture in England to a group at the Vet Festival. And what I asked them to do is make a playlist that when you're feeling just low energy, low endurance, lack of, you know, just glum or uninspired, have this playlist with your favorite music, your music that really sets you up and pulls you out of that mood, which again, like I said from the very beginning, music has that capability. One song alone can take you from one emotional feeling to another. And so have a playlist full of those songs that you know at any time you're feeling less than stellar, you can put on and change your mood. And so I hope that you'll check out my playlist on Spotify. I hope you'll check out my 2-week special that I'm running on my Lit Daily at movementbylara.com, where every day there is a different class offered to you. And you can try this out that's going along with the hike itself. There's lots of fun themes. And then put on my Spotify playlist, any one of them. And I think you'll like a lot of my songs. I hope you will. And make your own. And if you have any that you'd like to share, please write me at movementbylara.com, laura@movementbylara.com, and share them with me so that I can tag you or support with other people as well. Like if you've got your number one song or 4 songs like I gave you, I'd love to hear your favorites that pull you out of a glum mood or just give you a renewed sense of energy when you're moving or hiking or practicing yoga. Share them with me. So you can again write me at Lara, L-A-R-A, at movementbylara.com, and I can make a whole list of what everybody sends me as these kind of upbeat, amazing songs to help us feel as lit up as possible. So enjoy my music, enjoy my yoga classes, and I'm sending you lots of hugs. Keep cheering for us. TSBT.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.